This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning I'm coming to you from Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 21 through 23. And 21 read as follow: When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it, for the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it will be sin in thee. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in thee. That which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. So this morning we're talking about keeping your vow. So first of all, what is a vow? It's a promise to do or give something to God, or to make a promise to God. You know, when we speak of a promise is when you give your word to do or not do something. But in the scripture, it also mentioned the word slack. And slack means to procrastinate, to defer, to delay, to be late, or to tarry. But this morning, we're talking about a promise to God. And a vow is a personal, a voluntary promise to God to perform some service or do something pleasing for him in return for something hoped for. But you know, a vow has to be uttered or spoken to be binding. That's what the 23rd verse is speaking of. And it say, that which is gone out thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast promised with thy mouth. So you know what? I began to think, how many of us have made vows to God? How many times have we made vows to God? But you know, God, we tell God, if you do this for me, I'll do that, or I'll do this. But then God will do what we've asked him to do. And when it's time for us to come through on our end of the agreement, we renege. We go back on our word, we break our word, we break the promises with God, and we make excuses. But you know, we have to realize that vows are sacred and they are to be kept. We have to realize we are dealing directly with God and we are making all these promises to him. So we have to be careful not to make vows to God or make them and then break them. But verse 22 tells us, say, but if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in thee. In other words, if you refrain from vowing, then it will be no sin to you. Don't make vows, then you will not be held accountable. And God expects us to keep our vows. You know, people will let the devil back them into a corner because they're looking at the situation or the condition and not at God, not realizing or not remembering that God is the problem solver. So what they do, they become so desperate and they make vows and end up not doing what they promised God they would do. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, it say, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. You know, as I said before, a vow is a solemn promise to God, and that is a serious matter, and we must keep it. You know, it is better not to vow than to vow and not fulfill it or keep it. Don't make a vow and break it. You can't promise God things and fail to make good on them, and then expect to maintain a vital or important or close relationship with Him. When making a vow, you are dealing with God, and He hears and He expects you to keep your promises. You know, after making a vow to God, we are not to say it was an error, a mistake. I should never have said it. I didn't mean it. We are dealing with the living God. And you know, it seems like sometimes people don't know that God is real. God is alive. And we need to be very careful in our dealings with Him. When you have made a vow unto God, know that you cannot go back on it. Pay it, perform it, do what you have promised God you will do. Pay that which you have vowed. Do not alter it or change it. You know, we can't go in and change it and say, well, when I said it, that's not what I meant. I meant it this way. But we made that vow to God, and just the way we made it, we have to come through on it. God do what we ask Him to do, but when it's time for us to do our part, we renege on it. We back up. But you know, you have to vow. When you vow, you have to keep it. You know, have you vowed to give your own self to God? You know, so many times people say, God, I give my life to You. I'll serve You for the rest of my life if You do this or if You do that. And then God will deliver them out of that situation. They'll come to church for a little while, and the next thing you know, they're right back into what God has brought them out, and then they lied on their promise. So what we have to do, we have to sit and we have to think about what we're going to God with. We can't just go to God because we're in a situation and it seems like there's no way out. We have to go to God, but when we go to God, we have to be true and honest, because no matter what we say, no matter what we promise, God expects us to come through. You know, pay your vows. If in any way possible, do it today. Whatever you have promised God that if you will do this, I will do that, do it today. Do not leave it for tomorrow. Do not put off for tomorrow. Do not put off because it's not convenient. Because number one, tomorrow is not promised to us. When you put off, the obligation slackens and it cools and it is in danger of wearing off. In other words, if we don't do it when we should do it, there's a possibility we'll end up not doing it at all. The longer it is put off, the more difficult it will be to bring ourselves to do it. But you know, we have made a promise. We have committed ourselves to whatever we have promised, and God expects it to be done. Be slow to make vows to God. You know, sometimes when I'm going through things, and sometimes it just seems so hard because I'm looking at the situation and I've taken my eyes off of God. But then when I come to myself, I tell God, God, I will not make Your promise, because I'm afraid if I make the promise to You, I will not keep it. And I refuse to lie to God today. So whenever we make a vow to God, let's go through with it. Let us do what we have to do. You know, any vows or pledges are serious. You know, insecurity and lying and hypocrisy have no place among God's people. Do you think God can trust you if you made vows and break them? I think not. Our words are binding with God. When we make a vow, that's like signing a contract. So what let us redo is we repent for all the vows we made and did not keep. So remember, do not hesitate in keeping the vows. So pay your vows. In other words, make good on your vows or your promises. When you make a vow to the Lord, do not put off doing what you promised God you would do. Be prompt. Be quick about it. Do not put off what you have promised the Lord God you would do. You know, the scriptures say, God will surely require it of thee. In other words, when you go into God and you made that promise, whether we meant it or not, whether we meant it the way we said it or we meant something else, when we gave God that promise, God expects us to do exactly what we have said we will do. God requires it of us. He expects that vow to be paid. If a person do not keep it or pay that vow, it is a sin. Because number one, we have lied to God, and we know that lying is a sin. But if no vow is made, it is no sin. So be slow in making vows to God, no matter how dire that situation may be. Pray over that matter and trust God. In other words, know that He has answered your prayer. He has intervened on your behalf. So you have to trust Him and be truthful to Him. When we make that vow, we have to go through with it. God is a God that we cannot lie to. God is alive and He's well today. You know, sometimes we take God and we forget who He is. But we have to realize that God is a God, and He's high and He's lifted up today. He has all power in His hand. We can't play with God today. The Bible tells us that it is foolish for us to do these things. So let us trust God. Let us trust Him, and knowing that we know that we know that we know that we are coming out of the situation, no matter how dire it may be, no matter how dark and gloomy it may be, do not make a vow to the Lord thy God today. For God is expecting us to do exactly what we said we would do. And like I say, don't put off for tomorrow what we can do today. When you made that vow and you told God, I will do this, I will do that, God is expecting you to do it. So let us get ourselves together, think about what we've done, think about what we've said, and then let us go and let us take care of that vow, of those vows that we've made to God today. Let us make it right with Him. Let us know that, let God know that He can trust us. When we come to Him and we say we're going to do something, then let us do what we said we're going to do. So many times just praying, we say, God, I'll do your will. God, tell me what you want me to do. I'll do what you want me to do. And then when God come and tell us to do thus and so, we sit and we think about it, and the first thing we begin to do is think about what people gonna say, what people gonna do. But it doesn't matter what man say or do, because God is the only one that can put us in heaven or in hell today. You know, when we make our vows, we have to be honest. We have to go through with them. Be honest with God and do what we have told God we will do. Let God trust us. When He look at us, let Him look at us and say, I can trust my daughter. I can trust my son today. No matter what I tell them to do, they'll do it. And no matter what they vow to me, they go through with their vows. Be blessed today.
Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belvin, Sr., Pastor.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cuts.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cuts.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO, FM.
Author Clarence Hunter has published three dynamic books concerning life in Central Louisiana. There's Sonya Life, Go Tell John, and Rest in the Dust. After World War II, Sinlon joined the rest of America in moving to an era of growth and optimism. But what was it like on the other side of the tracks? Clarence Hunter answers this question in Sonya Life and Go Tell John through the eyes of a young man from elementary school to a teenager compelled to leave Sinlon after high school as a hobo on the railroad track seeking a different life somewhere else in the world. Rest in the Dust finds this same young man in the Navy confronted with some of the same situations he faced back home. Read how his determination, derived from his roots in Sinlaw, kept him focused on success. Finally, Stop, Rest, and Read is a compilation of heartwarming, humorous, and exciting stories set in different parts of the country at different times. Written in Clarence Hunter's signature style of autobiographical fiction, you'll cherish these books forever. These books can be purchased from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. And at his website, www.clarencehunter.com. His email address is clarence_hunter@msn.com. You're able to like him on Facebook and friend him on Twitter and talk with him at 504-650-2099. Clarence Hunter is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Can't see your way. You've been praying and hoping for change. Yeah, seems like nothing is going your way. Just put it in God's hand and get on up and say,
Hallelujah,
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 Hallelujah. Before you throw it, you must understand. My God is standing right next to you. And when you can't make it, He's gonna see you through.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's sing it.
Anyhow.
Sing it on the mountain.
Hallelujah.
Enough of it.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
What a combination there. The Canton Spirituals along with Reverend Al Green. It's Hallelujah Anyhow on KAYTKQJOFM. The station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. This is the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Let's get to today's Bible Jeopardy clue again. For 800 points, the topic is timeline. What happened to the people of Jerusalem after the reign of Josiah? They were taken away as captives, they repented and came back to God, God judged them with sickness and death, or they completely turned away from God. Which one of those? Jeremiah 1 and 3 has the answer. Put what is in front of your response when you call me at 318-484-2500. Dietrich Haddon right now with He Carried the Cross for Me right here in the Ham Camp.
Yeah.
best of the old, the best of the new, the best variety in music.
Great variety of music.
Different music.